Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it out the Kyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
Now, can you Adam and Eve it, Rob?
Yes, you can. Oh, this week's fantastic. Something a little bit lighter this week because we've been out in the stars. I got a text from me the other day and it was all about puffins.
Now, just for people who don't know what a puffin is, because some people don't even know that the cross and a hot cross bun is a crucifix.
Joe Guy didn't know what a...
Didn't know what a puffin was? Well, you're a reader as well.
I'll tell you what, they're stumpy
little... Have you
little...
seen one? Do you need to see a picture of one before we start?
Get one up. Like get one up.
Oh, my God.
Right, they're stumpy little birds, right, and they got these real crazy beaks.
And they're from boring old Britain as well.
They come from like Scotland and all that around there. They got blue and red, real distinct beaks.
I'm looking at one now.
Aren't they cute?
Look at that bird. Look at that seabird.
They're absolutely fantastic.
They're comical little birds.
They are comical.
Oh, comical white, because they've got painted foam white. Oh, they're comical.
They are. Huge big Ronald McDonald feet.
Who designed that? Big Ronald McDonald feet, a big drag queen face.
Yeah.
A show pony beak,
bit
obviously.
Bit of a mash-up bird.
And kind of like a coy sort of...
cheeky little grin on it.
The eyes are blubby.
Anyway, they're a pelagic bird and they frequent coastal waters.
Actually, what does that pelagic mean?
A pelagic, that's what pelagic means. They're a seabird that frequents coastal waters.
Yep.
I've actually done more research on this story than lots of stuff was
than
Googling.
You have on anything else ever?
Yeah, yeah. Seriously.
That's a bit cool because I've seen you go down some rabbit holes.
Yeah. This one's quite a good one. Anyway, English scientist Jamie Dunning from Nottingham University is an ornithologist. He's discovered that part of their bill glows under UV light like a glow stick.
The puffin's bill, part of it glows. So that's something they've only just discovered, haven't they?
Well, he already knew about a bird called the crested auklet, which I thought was brilliant. I thought it was someone from Remuera and Auklet. But anyway, it's a really weird-looking seabird, maybe it could be, that dives deep for krill.
This is the puffin?
No, this is the crested auklet. This is the only other one that's got
auklet,
it.
Yeah.
And it catches krill. Now, to me, that's like it's signalling. It's using its beak to signal to get the krill to come to it.
Oh, this, as a squid would.
Yeah. So that's my idea of that. Anyway... This scientist, one day, he was having a real bad day at work. This bit sort of troubled me. He's having a troubling day at work, so he switched off the lights and shone a UV light on a puffin carcass, because that's what you do when you're having a bad day at work.
Private rave.
Yeah, you just
morning
see it. Anyway, see it glowing in the dark. Do you know what my first thought was when I read this story?
What?
I'm just going to stop for a minute. Being the first ever person to turn up to a rave with a puffin. You imagine, right, if you've got
You know what? I don't think he probably would be. I think that's probably done.
But you imagine...
I mean just the puffin beak.
No, the whole puffin. You'd have one of them baby things that you put a baby
like a papoose.
Like ear protectors on a puffin, obviously, because you don't want it, like, the noise might drive it mad. And like a little bucket of fish. And you just, like, 2,000 people with puffins in Ibiza. Can you think of anything better?
It's actually brilliant. And a little
anyway,
bucket of fish. You might find people start just, especially some of these Europeans.
Yeah.
They with the sardines and the like, that sort of thing. Yeah. Start dipping into your bucket of fish. So
yeah. Anyway, this is what's done me in that when I started looking into this, right? Humans see colours that are a mix of red, blue, and green light, while birds have a fourth colour, a property called tetrachromatic vision. They can see colours we can't comprehend.
But they've only got a tiny, weeny pea brain.
Yeah,
we're the most intelligent beast in the world.
But just think about it, right? There's all this stuff going on around us and we can't see it.
It's awesome, eh?
It's just, I sat there and I was thinking, it must be like you're permanently tripping. Do you know what I mean?
Well, thermal imaging cameras, have you seen those? Where you can see, like a cat can walk through the room and 10 minutes later you can still see where its footprints are.
That's absolutely unbelievable. But anyway, so what they've decided to do, because it's only worked on dead ones, when they shine the UV light on it, they've never tried it on live puffins. So what this scientist is going to do is design these little sunglasses for the puffins. He's made them like aviator ones. Going to put
like
them on.
This is true, Joe.
This is really true.
That's true.
He's going to put them on the. He's going to put them on the birds and then shine a UV light at them to see if their beaks glow in the dark.
So is the red beak a bit of a sexy times thing?
Well, I don't know.
Your mind wanders into some interesting places, Joe Guy, this time of the morning.
So you've got to, is it just the males that have got it?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, they're researching it now.
Well, what, do you know what sex the carcass was?
No.
Oh, Mikey.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Sex the carcass was.
What I know, no, just I Google, heard what you said. What, just Google, we were just talking about Google, sexy times and you just turned it into the
Just
whole
Google
thing.
What it's sex fine. Is the carcass. I'd love to see what comes up on Google.
Okay,
but anyway, that's a story I'm going to keep my eye on because I think it's a real cute little story and I just imagine being in a club with puffins.
It would be nice to I mean, there's another thing in the world we don't know anything about, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Woohoo!
Right, I've got one more quick one.
Go ahead, please.
This is, now, I realised yesterday when I was doing this, I always start off and scientists have discovered this or discovered that. Do you realise the only story I talked about that hasn't got scientists to do with it was the Stingy Jack story? What I did.
Oh, the Stingy Jack.
The Halloween story.
Halloween
one. That's the only story the only thing I've done that hasn't started with and scientists. So for the next couple of weeks, I'll do stories that scientists have got nothing to do with, so you can give me that task. Anyway, in Harvard University, they've discovered by using a CT scanner from samples from a dinosaur that was discovered in the 1800s, which is about 49 million years old, it's got two eyes, had two extra eyes on the top of its head.
Sorry. So it had two eyes and then another two eyes on the top.
Yeah, it was like a huge
big lizard. Like a double
digger. It was like a huge monitor lizard and it had the eyes on the side of the head and eyes on top of its head.
Like a double digger here?
It was the only known jawed vertebrae that ever existed that had that.
Well, I've never seen a jawed vertebrae with four eyes, someone said once.
But obviously it didn't work because they all went extinct. But that would be good to have eyes on the top of your head.
Not if something's coming behind you.
Yeah, actually behind you. But I realised there is actually some creatures have what is known as a third eye.
That is right. That is right. We
about 20 breeds of fish and toads and lizards and also New Zealand's own tuatara.
Yay! It's one of my favourite facts that... Everyone's listened to my radio show for more than a week, probably.
I didn't really know much about tuataras and I had a look at them and they even really are dinosaurs.
They have a third eye born with a third eye that stays under a membrane for the whole time they're alive.
It's called a parapineal.
Oh, the parapineal.
And what it does is it's like photo something or other, and it
booth.
It knows when it's light and it's dark, and it does something to part of the animal's brain.
The two eyes that it's already got can't do.
Yeah. I never really thought about that. So no, I don't know whether it's any use. But anyway, I thought that was a fantastic thing. Awesome. So that's it, really.
Well, that's not it because the world. I've noticed a lot of things overnight. I wrote down. Firstly, that storm. That was amazing. Secondly, what about New Zealand's? What about the way everyone's reacting to Taika Waititi's comments? Like, what about that? He can say whatever the hell he wants. Surely,
yeah.
He can say whatever he wants. And man, some of the self-righteous racists that are trying to bite back at him, and all those wonderful social media avenues, that's quite disgusting to read. Neil Finn's joined Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, I know. I thought it was a joke when I first read it. Is he going to have to wear a wig?
He's taking Donald Trump's the president. Neil Finn's in Fleetwood Mac. What? Like, seriously, man. North Korea had nukes. Now they don't. But Crosby's about to go to jail.
Good.
Yeah, right good job, too. Yeah. Prince is dead.
Oh.
You know?
Too soon.
Bowie as well.
Taika directed the Thor movie. This world, we are living in the chaos years. And it is exciting.
I like
embrace
chaos.
The chaos, Mikey.
I do embrace it. This is the thing. Like, nothing will surprise me. Neil Finn just joined Fleetwood Mac. They kicked out Lindsay Buckingham. Anyone who knows anything, I don't even like Fleetwood Mac, really.
No, neither do I.
No, I really don't. No. I like Tusk. That's about it. And should we play that? I understand the significance of this particular manoeuvre from our cobber, Neil Finn.
There used to be two geezers and two birds, two women. So that's going to be geezers and a...
No. They've got rid of one of the founding members.
Oh, okay.
Given him the heave ho, and Neil Finn said. In his cheery, affable way. Sure, I don't mind. Sure, that'd be great. I'd love to join the band. Wow. Isn't that wild? And Donald Trump's lawyer got raided. And now everything's... Ah! Woohoo!
He was going, it's a witch. Trump's going, it's a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt. It's because you're a dick.
Oh, colourful times we live in, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Yeah, so non-scientist for a couple of weeks.
Oh, you think? You reckon?
Yeah.
Got a John Cooper Clarke ticket to give away this morning. Got a double pass to Marlon Williams giveaway this morning. And of course, we've given away the DVD that we'll be reviewing later on in the show. Maria? Here's the one for you to Shazam.
Okay, thank you. I'm ready. Please.
We're breaching on 8 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to 95BFM. Thank you. I am well aware that this morning you could be doing a million, billion, trillion, billion, trillion, billion, billion other things. We are very grateful, flattered and honoured that you've chosen us.
Yeah. Tell me, what's the most radical radio station in the whole wide world? Yeah. Say it again.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.